Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Burt, you have inspired me, sir.
Have I?
You have inspired my stupid bit of the day. Oh. And it's all because of your AOL instant messenger name that you also had as a vanity plate, sir.
See, this is the reason why I didn't want to share that story, because I knew it was going to be constant giving me crap. And I do deserve it.
Yes.
It was terrible.
This is never going away. I am going to be randomly texting you as we age. Just hashtag make you laugh. M-A-K-E-U-L-A-F-F.
I don't think there was an E in it. It was just M-A-K-U-L-A. And I think there were two Fs. Make you laugh.
Oh, that was your AOL screen name?
Oh, let's go down.
Beautiful.
Let's go down memory lane here when we found out. So do you remember your username? Because I remember mine.
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed.
Okay.
It was the same as my vanity license plate.
You had a... What? You paid extra for a vanity license plate? What?
It's going to get worse.
How have I known you for 14 years and I'm just finding out that you had a vanity license plate? That is so it.
That matched my AOL screen name. I'll just spell it for you. Oh, I don't even want to.
You're so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. Remember, I was doing morning radio, as I am now.
Oh, my God.
M-A-K-U-L-A-F.
Make you laugh?
I'm so incredibly embarrassed.
How did you ever get laid?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm hearing it over again and I am just as embarrassed. I've had people stop me in the halls going, dude, your vanity plate? Come on. I'm like, yeah, true story, man.
So we are going to play a little game called Make You Laugh.
Okay.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. 855-237-8746. Call up with a story or a joke. If you can make us laugh, you win $100.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is.
I don't see that go.
All stupid up in here.
All right, so it could be a one-liner, it can be a joke. If you can make us all laugh.
Not all, just one.
Just one.
Just one of us. There's four people in this studio right now. If you can make one of us laugh, you will win $100.
Okay, I can tell you this is easy money because Cassie's here today. She's been out the last couple of days, and she loves a pun. Mm-hmm. She is the lowest common denominator of humor.
Yep.
So if you got anything, you'll probably end up getting
$100. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And again, $100. It can be like a short story. You got a funny story you want to share. It can be an actual joke. It can be punny. It can be whatever. But again, I was so inspired by your AOL name and your vanity license plate. The fact that you actually had make you laugh. I will, sir, that is just something I will never forget. Like the story I told you about my buddy Mike and the Rice-A-Roni. There's just certain things that
God.
Stick with you.
Can you tell that in a PG way?
What time is it? Yeah, I think I can.
Is there nobody calling up with a funny story
for $100?
Okay, cool.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I will buy you some time with this little ditty right here. So, and why did I even share this morning?
Because about the lasagna story.
Okay. There's a...
I feel like we have to tell both.
Okay.
I don't know how you do this in a PG way, but some of you parents are going to have to use your imagination now because we know you're cruising around with kids in the car.
I will save the lasagna story for bonus.
Okay.
Which we will cut today. You can listen to that next week if you download the Burt Show bonus. But the Rice-A-Roni story. So he told this on air at my old morning show. So I have no issue resharing the story because he has already told it publicly. So I don't feel like I'm being a bad friend right now. So my buddy Mike told this story on the showgram back in the day. And if I remember correctly, a fire truck may have showed up to the house. I may be exaggerating that. But he almost burnt his kitchen down because the man was making Rice-A-Roni. San Francisco treat. Ding, ding. And as he's making his Rice-A-Roni, he's feeling like he's going to take care of a little business, wink, wink, if you know what I'm saying, by himself.
You got to be a little more specific.
He wants to go on a solo mission to release some demons.
Hey, guys, he was getting the tingles. He had the tingles in the parks.
We were hanging out with Rosie Palm and her five sisters.
Yep. And so I don't know what happened in the midst of making his rice-a-roni, that he felt the need that he needed to take care of some business.
The rice was looking at him. He was looking at the rice.
So
there's
a lot of details here. So this is not the pan, it's in the pan.
It's on the stove cooking.
And so he's in the middle of it. It's not like he thinks about this in the beginning or the end. It's right in the middle where it's like the urge is too much right now.
As he is actively cooking his rice-a-roni on the stove, he decides, I need to leave, go to the bedroom,
take care of business,
shake hands,
right?
And come back. But apparently his solo mission was taking a little longer than anticipated. And he got distracted and forgot that rice-a-roni was on the stove because, he was busy handling other matters. And then he smells the smoke and then he sees the smoke. And then the smoke alarm starts going off. This man literally almost burned his house down making rice-a-roni because in the middle of it, he couldn't contain himself anymore and had to go relieve himself.
I mean, the guys will understand. I guess women will also. But when the urge is that strong that you literally have to stop what you're doing, and especially cooking, the urge was so strong he had to leave and run to the bathroom and take care of that.
There is not an unsexier food than rice-a-roni, too. That's what's crazy.
And when I tell you, I am sorry, not sorry, you will never look at a box of rice-a-roni the same way. Seriously. It was ruined. I have not had a bite of rice-a-roni since that man told me that story 20 years ago.
All right, here are the phone lines now up with people that want to try to win $100. Cassie, grab a mic because you are the best hope that they have to get a chuckle. Hey, August.
Hi.
All right, Cass. We're willing to give you $100 if you tell a story and you can make one of us, just one of us, laugh.
Okay. I heard the end of your story, and it has to do with bodily functions like that. I've been married now for about 2 weeks, and I think my husband is getting too, comfy sharing something. So he said, babe. Yesterday, as soon as I got home, he stopped me in my tracks and was like, babe, I did something so disgusting yesterday. And I was like, I don't think I want to know. And he said, no, I got to tell you. And I said, does it have to do with my stuff? And he said, no. I was on my way to work, and he gets to work at 6:30. So the sun's not up when he's on his way to work. And he said he could not hold it. He had to pull into a Starbucks. Behind the Starbucks parking lot, there's a business that doesn't have any lights in the parking lot. He said he literally had to go in that parking lot, pull his pants down, and do a dookie. And I just walked away. I said, there's just things that I'm not touching you tonight.
Okay. Just so I'm clear, it's not the same thing you were talking about.
It's a different. She said he dropped a deuce in a parking lot.
You're the third person I've heard of doing that. I know two others, so I'm not that impressed.
So you're not laughing about that one? No.
Dang it.
Kristen is laughing.
Because you said dookie.
Because you said dookie. You get $100.
And do not share that with your husband because that is disgusting. Did he at least have leftover napkins in the car to take okay.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's the exact question I asked. I was did you just not... And he said, yeah, he has Starbucks napkins in his glove compartment he used. And I was like, okay, then what did you do? And he just said,
August.
Just described what it looked like.
We're good.
And
no, August, baby, we're good.
We got you.
You got $100. It was nice talking to you. Have a great day.
And there was no reason to go inside the Starbucks? It wasn't open yet?
No, he said he went behind, there was a business behind the Starbucks, which I would think Starbucks would be, pumping, but but it was an emergency.
Well, that is, you can't hide sexy. That's for sure. Here we go.
I feel like I got to offer up my $100 Starbucks gift card for that.
Seriously. All right. Looking for a joke. All right. Amanda says she has a joke here.
A silly joke.
Good morning, Amanda. If your silly joke just gets one of us to laugh, you get $100. And clearly all you have to do is say dookie and you will get $100.
When's the last time you heard somebody refer to it as dookie?
It's been a while. All right, Amanda, what do you got?
All right. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I have a joke that I came up with in middle school.
you came up. So this is an Amanda OG, an original.
Yes.
All right, go for it.
All right. What do you call a giraffe with a short neck?
A giraffe with a short neck. Okay.
I don't know what.
You ready? Deformed.
Deformed?
Yes.
Deformed. Yeah, let's keep it in middle school.
Oh, Amanda.
Sorry, you owe us 100.
Bless you. Amanda.
Nope.
What in the
she
world?
She was so proud of it. I feel bad. I always want to give a pity laugh.
In middle school, it's awesome.
No, it's not.
I would have laughed in middle school. I got to be honest.
We're just bullying the giraffe. Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That took a turn.
Indeed. If she just would have said Dookie.
Yeah, pro tip.
What do you call a giraffe with a short neck? Dookie.
I actually would have laughed. I would have been like, good callback, sister.
Good morning, Tilly. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey. So about 20 years ago, I had asked for some leather pants for Christmas, and I got these brand new black boots, got the leather pants, but they were like the tapered kind, so they weren't the ones that I wanted. So I was taking them back to the store in the Macon Mall, walking down the stairs in the middle of the food court, day after Christmas, and there's this old couple in front of me, and they are walking so slow. So I'm thinking, God, I wish they would hurry up. And the next thing I know, my feet are behind my head, and I'm skiing down the staircase in the middle of the food court day after Christmas, and I bowl over the old couple, and the little old lady helps me up, and she's like, next time you should hold on to the banister, sweetie.
If we had been there and seen you fall, yeah, that would have been hilarious. Yeah.
Did one of the old people dookie?
No, but I almost did it on myself.
Was there a draft of the short neck thing?
What is happening right
That'll
now?
That'll be $100.
That was not $100 worth right
no,
there.
No,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't.
I am sorry.
But again, had we bared witness to it, yeah, yes. Because, I mean, people sure falling, that's a riot.
Sure.
As so long as nobody's seriously injured.
We got to do the lasagna story. We got to save
this. Are we
going
to close with the lasagna
Absolutely
story?
Not. Saving that for bonus, y'all, because I want to be able to use the word.
Hey, Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, you're our last hope, I think.
Gosh, well, my five-year-old just turned six keeps me in stitches all the time for the things she says. So the first one that popped to mind was something a few nights ago at bedtime. My husband had said lights out, and she had popped back up and was playing, and he said, get back to bed or you're grounded. And she said, if you ground your kids, Jesus will be mad at you. And my husband says, well, I don't care if Jesus is mad at me, and I don't care if you're mad at me. And she said, oh, yeah? You don't care? Well, I'm going to send you to hell then.
Oh, okay. All right. It wasn't really as much. Is that a laugh that you're doing?
Laughing.
Okay, Abby's giving you a laugh. Right. Abby's got it, giving you a laugh. Considering the state that Abby's in with her religion right now, it's perfect time.
Her daughter is the kid from the sixth sense.
Yeah, we got you $100.
We got you $100, Danielle.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good day. All right, so you're telling the lasagna story during bonus?
During bonus today, yeah.
It's too and nasty. There's no way that you can make that PG on mainstream radio.
Absolutely not. I will share that in bonus. You will be able to download that on Monday if you sign up for our Burt Show bonus BS.
We're going to get sent to hell for that story.
I'm already there.
Right here? I mean, just today?
I don't know what is. I feel like it's 110 degrees in here. I am roasting. My undercarriage is like steaming right now. It is. I don't know what is going on.
Save
I
love
baked clams.
Save that.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.